Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm yours truly, Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Hope you're going to be able to stick around. Rejoice, be patient. How good are you at either one of those things? Well, if you're like me, there's a good chance that you've struggled to rejoice, that you've struggled to be patient. And St. Paul has some great information for us. I'm going to give up worry for Lent. We're going to talk about this on the show today. And Paul really gives us some great advice when it comes to being able to rejoice, when it comes to being able to be patient, no matter what is going on around us. Let's be honest, when everything is going great, when it's beautiful, the weather is beautiful outside, when you've got plenty of money in the bank, when your health is good, it's easy to rejoice. It's easy to be patient with yourself, with others, with God even. But when things start going downhill, which they're going to do, I mean, life is a series of peaks and valleys, right? You got the good times, you got the bad times, and you got everything in between. And St. Paul makes no distinction for rejoicing only in good times. And throughout his, today we're going to look at his letter to the, a verse from his letter to the Romans, but throughout his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul constantly talks about joy. He talks about rejoicing, and yet here he is when he wrote that, sitting in house arrest, chained to a Roman guard 24/7. And he talks about rejoicing. So there's obviously a bigger picture that he sees. Now here's what I want you to remember and to think about. If we come up with the secret of being able to rejoice and be patient with God, then we're going to be really peaceful, right? And during this Lenten journey, this is the perfect time for us to work on both of these two things. And you're going to find out that there's a really easy secret. If you read Give Up Worry for Lent, you know about this, but hang with me anyway, because I'm going to elaborate on it a little bit, because this is a critical concept for many of us who are struggling to find peace in the midst of a crazy world or a life situation. So anyway, I'm glad you're able to join me today. It is a chilly but very bright and clear day here in southern New Jersey. I think the temperature's 32, but the wind is pretty strong, so it feels a lot colder than that. But the great thing is the sun is shining. It's a beautiful, crisp day. And I'm glad that you and me can hang out together. I hope that wherever you are, that the weather is favorable and the things in your life are going well. And most importantly, that your Lent is going well. You know, I've said this before. I think it bears repeating. I don't want you to get down on yourself if you feel that you're not making the progress that you should be making during Lent. Unfortunately, a lot of us tend to think that we're in charge of our progress during Lent. And yeah, kind of we are. But there's a bigger picture. And I told you about this before, that the Holy Spirit ultimately is in charge of our Lenten journey. So let's continue to be a little easy on ourselves. And, you know, this will tie into our meditation today, what we're going to talk about, because this idea of being patient not only applies to other people. Normally we think of patience with other people, you know, the crazy drivers, the people who drive us nutty. But patience applies to God, as I said earlier. You know, you're praying for something and it's not happening. Are you patient with him? Or are you going crazy? Do you not give him a chance? And finally, being patient with yourself. And part of this Lenten journey involves just that, learning to be patient with yourself and let the Holy Spirit work through you to help you to get better, to become holier, to become more like Jesus. But you're not going to do that on your own. You're only going to do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. So chill out, relax, you know, as long as you're trying, that's the key thing. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father right now in prayer And then we'll get on with the rest of the show. Sound good? All right. And let's remember, you know, wherever you are, he's with you. He's with me here. He is with you right now. And he hears every word that we are about to pray. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Father in heaven, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here for us once again. You are here for us. You are all powerful. You are all loving. You are waiting to accept whatever words that we send your way. That's why you created us, Father. We forget that sometimes, or we just don't understand it. You created us so that we can be in a relationship with you. Father in heaven, we are so grateful for that opportunity to be in a relationship with you. Father, we know that you can do all things. Therefore, anything that we present to you, even though it may overwhelm us, it's not even an issue for you. Because you've created all those things or circumstances which are causing us so many difficulties. If it's people, if it's a situation, you are in charge of it all. So we pray to you with confidence, Father. We also know that you love us. You're with us, you love us, and you are all-powerful. It's a great combination. Father, please accept all of our intentions this day. Please grant them if they be according to your will. If not, we'll accept whatever your answer is, Father, because we know that it's best for us. Father, I pray for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit today, first on me, so that I can deliver the message that you have planned for us today. And second, I ask that you please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that when we hear this message, we're able to accept it and then respond to it. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much. Father, we ask these things in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, your Son, who is our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? It means a lot when you and I can pray together. So I want to thank you for praying with me every day. And I hope, you know, when I of course, I'm the guy doing the talking, but I hope you just supplement those, whatever I'm saying, with maybe some things that are coming to your mind as well. And just keep that constant picture. You know, when we're talking to our Father in heaven, it's kind of weird. I get that, because you don't see him. Well, the even weirder thing about him is that, and I you know, I hate to say weird when it comes to God, but unusual, let's use that word, is that he's pure spirit. So he doesn't have a physical body. I mean, it's not just that we don't see it. It's just that God the Father does not have a physical body. He's bigger than that. He's pure spirit. So I like to just try to envision him as the air that's all around me, because he's everywhere. Wherever you go, you just can't get away from God the Father. And trust me, that's a good thing. So it's just an idea, good idea to try to picture him. You know, if you need to picture him as an old man with a beard, I used to do that at one time. That helped me. I don't do that as much anymore. But if you want to do that, it's okay to picture him that way. What's important is that you're able to picture that God is with you. And the more you do that, the more earnestly you're going to pray, the more it's going to be from the heart. And then ultimately, the closer you're going to grow to your Father in heaven, which is what Jesus wants you to do. He said it multiple times. That's why he came. He came to reconcile you and me with our Father in heaven. He came so that we could be adopted by our Father in heaven. I mean, even better than just being reconciled, so that we can now address him as Abba, Father. Pretty cool, huh? Hey, thanks for hanging out with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. We do this every Monday through Friday, and I'm so grateful that you're able to join me on the program. Now, today is Tuesday. A couple things I want to point out. Busy day for me tomorrow. 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time. This is Wednesday, March the 3rd, we're going to be talking about. I'll be on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio to do my regular Give Up Worry for Lent segment. We do this each week on EWTN. And then, let's see, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'll be going live on Facebook on the CatholicMom.com Facebook page. If you get my email, if you get my daily email reflection, I've been sending out a link. If not, just go to Facebook and then to Catholic Mom, do a search for CatholicMom.com. That's the name of their Facebook page. Or I believe you can go to CatholicMom.com on the internet and they'll link to their Facebook page as well. So I'm going to be going live. It's part of their March Book Club. It's a four-week series. We're doing it on Give Up Worry for Lent. So I'm just going to be speaking like I do now for about 30 minutes tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Facebook on the CatholicMom.com site. I believe it's archived, so even if you can't catch it live, it should still be there. So I'm excited about that. We're going to do the four-part series. Tomorrow I'm just going to set up the book, and then we'll just each week we'll do a little talk about the book, and I'll interact if somebody has any questions. So if you're able to check that out, that would be fantastic. And then I'm going to be on Radio Maria tomorrow. Now, you know, I don't want to say for sure because I'm not 100% certain it's live, but I'll tell you more information about that when I get it, or if I get it, I'll try to make sure I put it out on social media. But I'm going to be doing an interview on Radio Maria with my friend Christine Rossi, and that's going to be tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And then finally at 7 p.m. tomorrow, I will be doing a presentation, another Give Up Worry for Lent type presentation for the Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts. So I will put out some information about that tomorrow. I think I'll put it out in my email. I'll also share it on my social media sites. That's something we taped. We taped that a few weeks ago, but it's part of their Lenten speaker series. So I'm really excited. It's got some really good speakers, including me. I'm in some pretty good company with the people that they have speaking. They had their bishop speaking last week. I know Father Mike Schmitz is coming up. Father Chris Ahlar from the Divine Mercy Shrine is going to be speaking in the near future as well. And there's a couple of other really, really good powerhouse speakers. And then there's me. So I'm just blessed to be included with such a great cast of characters. For more information about my work, by the way, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I also put a link up on there. If you want to pre-order, I put that up today. You'll see a button where you can pre-order my new book, Give Up Worry for Good. Now, I have copies of it. The publisher has it. They're on their way to Amazon. The official release date is March the 12th, which is, what, next week? But I'm pretty sure they're going to be released at least a few days earlier. If you want to get yourself a copy, now would be a good time to pre-order Give Up Worry for Good, because there's a chance with all of the publicity with Give Up Worry for Lent that the book is going to sell out. So we really want to be careful about that, and you want to make sure you get yourself a copy. But it is going to be out. It's back from the printer. The publisher does have it, so you can expect it sometime next week. So visit followingthetruth.com for more information about how to order Give Up Worry for Good. All right, so let's talk about this Bible verse. This is the daily verse from Give Up Worry for Lent. It's such a good one, too. It's Romans 12:12. And these are the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. Here's what he says. And this is advice to all of us. You know, the Bible is the inspired word of God. So Paul was inspired to write this by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's talking to us with this. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. And be constant in prayer. Rejoice. Be patient. Be constant. Three things which I have always struggled with. I have never found it easy to rejoice when things are not going my way. I have learned to rejoice in all things because I have a relationship with God, and now I get that, but it's never been easy for me. Being patient, are you kidding me? I have never been patient with other people, with myself, with God, with circumstances, you know? With this COVID thing, when is it going to end? All right, I've had it. I want to get out and I want to start speaking. I don't want to wear my mask anymore, you know, and I'm sure you might be able to relate. And being constant in prayer, I struggled with that for years. That's one of the most difficult challenges for any of us, to be constant in prayer. But I've learned, and you know what? This has really come about through my relationship with Jesus Christ. Because I've gotten to know Jesus, I want to pray. You know, even though I'm not always feeling like saying a lot of words. You know, some days I'll wake up and it's time to say the prayers and it's just like, oh man, I'm not feeling it today. But yet there is a desire, because I love him, to want to be with him. It's not always because it makes me feel good though. And that's okay. That's what a true relationship is about. So I'm better now at praying. I'm better at rejoicing. I'm better at patience, but still I got a long way to go. But I want to talk about this whole idea, because Paul's giving us the answer here. You know, you might say, I have trouble rejoicing. I just can't do it. I don't feel it. What we want to remember is that rejoicing, it's a choice. You know, as so many of these things are when it comes to the spiritual life, they're choices. Worrying is a choice. You know, it's a matter of, do I worry or do I trust? That's a choice that I can make. Doesn't feel like it, but it is. Rejoicing, being patient, being constant. What do we do? Where do we start with that? Well, Paul gives us the answer. And I touch on this in Give Up Worry for Lent. Rejoicing, or joy, which is the process, what happens when you rejoice. Joy and peace are two fruits of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit is working properly in us, these fruits, joy and peace, they're going to come out of us. Our lives will produce joy. And essentially, that does come about by rejoicing. And peace. I'm sorry, and patience. And peace is one of them too, but patience. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's possible for me to have greater joy and to have greater patience and all the other fruits as well. How do I do it? Well, Paul touches upon it in this verse. Rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And that last part of this verse tells us how it's possible to rejoice and how it's possible to be patient. By praying. And during Lent, you know, this is the best time for us. Now, you might be struggling with not having a lot of joy in your life. You know, maybe you're somebody who is kind of sad. You're not somebody who is used to rejoicing. Maybe you're somebody who struggles with patience, like me. The key is to not just try to do it through sheer willpower alone. That's where we go wrong. That's where we fail. That's why so many of us get frustrated during Lent, because we're trying to do it on our own. God doesn't want us to do it on our own. He wants to help us. Now, we're going to have to cooperate with the grace that he gives us. You know, he gives us the grace, and the Holy Spirit is standing by, wanting to help us, wanting to guide us, wanting to lead us, wanting to work through us. But we can stop the Holy Spirit by refusing to go along with the grace that he's giving us. So if you're getting impatient, suppose you're waiting on God to answer an intention or prayer request. You're praying and praying and praying, nothing. And you start to get frustrated. Have you ever thought to say, and you could do this, Holy Spirit, please grant me patience so I can continue to pray and not lose patience with God. Please increase my patience. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you do that. But then you still have to say, okay. And you might get something like a thought. This is typically how the Holy Spirit works. You'll get a thought. I need to be patient with God. I really should be patient. And you're going to have to decide, all right, do I lose my patience with God, with myself, with somebody else? Or do I do the right thing and cooperate with the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit will give you the thought and tell you what the right thing to do is. And how do you not lose patience with God? You keep praying and you keep saying, okay. I mean, this is, it's a matter of you talking to him and saying, okay, God, you're not giving me what I want yet. You haven't said no yet, but you're not giving me what I want. I choose to be patient with you. And then you're cooperating with the grace given to you by the Holy Spirit. It's also going to make you a lot more peaceful. Trust me on that one. But you can choose to override the Holy Spirit. It's like your GPS. Your GPS tells you where to turn. You don't have to listen. And I've heard it said that the Holy Spirit is a combination of GPS and power steering. And if you've ever driven a car where your power steering is not working or it doesn't have power steering, you know how helpful the power steering is. So the Holy Spirit not only tells you where you should be turning like a GPS, gives you directions, but the Holy Spirit makes it easier for you to make that turn. Hence the power steering reference. But you can still do what you want. You could still say, I don't care if it's going to be easy to make this turn. And I don't care if I know I'm supposed to do it. I am not doing it. The Holy Spirit will let you override him. But it's not going to bring you peace to do that. So the secret to obtaining patience and learning to rejoice is to really lean on the help given to you by the Holy Spirit. How do you get the Holy Spirit to work in your life? The main thing you need to do is to pray, which is the third piece of the puzzle. Be constant in prayer, Paul's saying. So every day, when I wake up, I invite the Holy Spirit to come alive in me. I ask the Father to pour out a new dose of the Holy Spirit, because as I've heard it said in the past, the reason I ask for the Holy Spirit, why do I need to be filled up every day? Because I leak, and that's what happens. We tend to leak the Holy Spirit. So we ask for that new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said, and this is the verse that I'm going to be talking about on the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow, that the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So I ask the Father to pour out your Spirit in me, then I invite the Holy Spirit to come alive in me, and I give him permission, and I encourage him, the Holy Spirit now, to inspire my thoughts, my words, my actions, to help me think and speak and act like Jesus would act. And then I expect that prayer to be answered. That prayer is always answered. You're not going to ask the Holy Spirit for help, and the Holy Spirit's saying, no, I got the day off today. I'm not going to help you. That prayer always gets answered, and it gets answered in a hurry. So I assume that the prayer is answered, and then I act accordingly. Now, do I ever ignore the Holy Spirit? Yep. I shouldn't, but I do. But the secret to learning to be patient, the secret to being able to rejoice always, not just when things are going well for you, is to lean heavily on the Holy Spirit, to ask the Holy Spirit for help. And if you learn to do that during Lent, you are going to be set for the rest of your life. So I suggest you continue to work on that for the remainder of Lent. Just let it become a habit. Start every day. And it's good to say this prayer in the morning, because you have the whole day ahead of you. And I suppose you could say it at night too, before you go to bed. Holy Spirit, when I wake up tomorrow morning, I invite you to work in me. But you want to ask for that help, and you especially want to ask for it again, just because you say it once in the morning. You probably should say it throughout the day, especially if you're in a tough situation. You're going to be encountering somebody who really pushes your buttons, or you realize you could lose your patience. It's a good idea to ask the Holy Spirit to give you a little extra help. And if you start doing that, I'm convinced that you're going to see great results. Try it and see what happens, okay? So again, that verse today was Romans 12:12 from St. Paul. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. No matter what you're facing, your hope is that you can live eternally with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the angels and saints forever in heaven one day. And that hope is a gift. It's given to us. We receive it for the first time during our baptism, and we can rejoice in that hope, okay? Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. And I look forward to being back with you here on the program tomorrow. I hope you're able to join me on the show. Don't forget, I'm really in need of some extra donations to keep my ministry going forward. So if you're able to, if you like the work that I do, you want to help it continue, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Click on donate, and then you'll be able to donate to my ministry securely through PayPal. Again, that's followingthetruth.com. Don't forget to order yourself, to pre-order yourself a copy of Give Up Worry for Good. I'm going to be talking more about it. You know, I'm still doing a lot on Give Up Worry for Lent, because obviously we're in Lent, but I'm excited about that new book. It's really the follow-up book to Give Up Worry for Lent. And it's an 8-week program. It can be done either in a group, small group format, or individually. Give Up Worry for Good. So pre-order your copy now, and you should have it by next week. Again, thank you for listening to me on this program. Don't forget, Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And then, obviously, this show. And then 11 a.m. Eastern on CatholicMom.com as well. Okay, and then tomorrow evening for the Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts. Follow me on Facebook for more information about that, all right? You can find out more about that. So anyway, it's great to be able to hang out with you. I love being able to connect with you in so many different ways, and God willing, I hope to be able to do that in person very soon. If you want to book me for a parish mission or a talk or a retreat, now's a good time to do it. So just visit followingthetruth.com for that as well, because my schedule for the second half of 2021 and going forward is wide open right now, because people are just starting to reschedule talks and events. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Thanks again for being with me. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.